KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 45 degrees in Atlantic. That is our low over the past 24 hours. And we look for it to be sunny today and windy, a high around 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Western Iowa news, a Shelby County man is set to appear in court next month on charges he photographed a naked female in her bathroom. 27-year-old Daniel David Pauley of Defiance was charged with invasion of privacy after he allegedly took the picture through a screen window on the back of a home while the woman was nude in her bathroom. A complaint filed against Pauley said the victim did not give him consent to photograph her, and furthermore, the bathroom was not viewable from any public right-of-ways. The offense allegedly took place on August 14th. Pauley has entered a written plea of not guilty to the charge. A pretrial hearing in the case was scheduled for November 28th, with trial set for December 20th. If convicted on the serious misdemeanor charge, he faces up to a year in jail, with additional fines totaling $1,500. Pauley faces an additional trial on February 14th of next year on a third-degree harassment charge and for violation of a no-contact or protective order associated with the August 14th incident. He's pled not guilty to both charges. News time is 7:08. Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say a boy was injured after he was kicked in the face by a horse Wednesday. The Pott County Sheriff's Office says 2-year-old Max Danker of Minden was injured Wednesday morning. Officials say the boy had followed his father into a pen with a drafting horse. The toddler, who had ducked under a fence, was kicked and received bruises on his neck, face, and upper chest area. Authorities say he was taken to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. He was alert and responsive, and the hospital said Wednesday afternoon that the child was treated and released. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman, on behalf of the Cass County Board of Supervisors, announced Wednesday that the Cass County website is now available in 64 languages. The website can be accessed at www.casscountyiowa.us. Using the new Google Translate technology implemented by Inukshuk Technologies, which is the Cass County web consultant, the county website can now be instantly translated into 64 languages. The new technology can translate words, sentences, and web pages instantly. The service will help Cass County government personnel assist residents regardless of their primary language. According to Max Elg of Inukshuk Technologies, when Google Translate generates a translation, it looks for patterns in hundreds of millions of documents. They help decide on the best translation for the viewer. By detecting patterns in the documents that have already been translated by human translators, Google Translate can make intelligent guesses as to what an appropriate translation should be. The process of seeking patterns in large amounts of text is called statistical machine translation. However, since the translations are generated by machines, not all translations will be perfect. The more human-translated documents that Google Translate can analyze in a specific language, the better the translation quality will be. He says the cost to Cass County was minimal since the translation service is now free from Google, and implementation on the website took only 10 minutes. The U.S. Department of Agriculture on Wednesday approved a request from the governor for ag disaster designation for 27 Iowa counties which were hit by severe weather that ranged anywhere from flash flooding to drought. Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey said the federal designation will allow farmers to apply for federal help.
Well, it does offer a chance for disaster payments through a program called SURE to be able to qualify some of these producers. It has a possibility of being a loan program depending on how big a portion the disaster was for each of these producers and whether they're having trouble getting loans. So it can be certainly of some help.
Northey said the rules for the federal aid make the counties bordering the disaster counties eligible as well.
It's for the contiguous counties as well. So there were 27 counties that were part of the declaration, and then an additional 33 counties that qualify as contiguous counties.
Northey says that farmers need to check to see if they qualify for assistance.
It is important to go into their USDA Farm Service Agency office and be able to let folks there know of their losses, to be able to find out how the program might work for them individually. Each county or each producer situation will be just a little bit different than others, and they'll know the particulars of how to work with them. And they also need to be able to understand what the program demand will be and how many folks out there will need some support.
Here in western Iowa, Fremont, Mills, Monona, Montgomery, Page, Taylor, and Woodbury counties are included in the Ag Disaster Declaration. Among the 33 contiguous disaster counties is Adams, Cass, Crawford, Harrison, Ida, Madison, Pottawatomie, Ringgold, and Union. Farmers in the eligible counties have 8 months from the date of secretarial disaster declaration to apply for emergency loan assistance. And the Iowa Department of Transportation Wednesday opened bids on three emergency Missouri River flood-related highway repair projects that total more than $5.2 million. The contracts included the grading and replacing paved sections of Iowa Highway 2 from the Missouri River east to east of Interstate 29 in Fremont County. Repairs to the Iowa Highway 333 bridge approach and roadway from I-29 east, 1 mile, located near Hamburg in Fremont County, and trap bag removal and repairs to the floor slopes of U.S. Highway 30 in Harrison County, west of Missouri Valley. Officials say the goal for the projects is to expedite repairs and get the roadways safely reopened to traffic as quickly as possible. News time is 7:13. Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260. And in our funeral announcements, Bernard Pardee, age 99, of Hanlon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bernard Pardee will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Maxine Hayes, age 92, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Maxine Hayes will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Barb Ellen Colvin, age 67, of Oakland, died Sunday. Cremation has taken place, and a memorial service for Barb Colvin will be held this evening at 6 o'clock at the Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Francis Jernigan, age 72, of Panora, died Sunday. Memorial services for Francis Jernigan will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Virginia Rasmussen, age 86, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Funeral services for Virginia Rasmussen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mardell Hancock, age 83, of Waverly and formerly of Indianola, died Saturday. A graveside service for Mardell Hancock will be Monday at 5 p.m. in the Memorial Garden Cemetery in Atlantic. And Richard Eugene Williamson, age 42, of Loveland, Colorado, and formerly of Anita, died Saturday. Graveside services for Richard Williamson will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen, reporting for KJAN News.